it's nice to get the win again, a little shootout activity. It seems that for some reason we're able to kind of get it there, but I think the big thing for our team is that I think we felt confident enough that we would be able to score to get it to overtime, and the shootout is another story. I think that, the power play obviously was a big plus for us, getting us a couple of goals, and a long time waiting for us for that to happen. And I don't think there's anything really different that took place other than we hit the net and we scored a couple of goals, and just plays were getting to the net. But, you know, even before that, we had some good chances on the power play. I thought it was a pretty well-played game. Two teams playing fairly close, fairly tight. The second period they took, you know, we had a little trouble on our breakout, getting out of our zone. We knew what we wanted to do and where we wanted to get it to. But it wasn't very clean. In the third period, we end up, because Bogosian was out of the game, we ended up going with five, and I thought we had some decent rhythm and stayed with it. I liked the fact that our team is patient and confident, and we managed the game a lot better within the game. Moments are happening and momentum shifts are happening, and we're not getting all out of whack. There was a point where sometimes momentum would build for the other team and we couldn't get things turned around, and those things are managed a lot better now, so some good things.
Do you have an update on
him? We have to make an assessment on him tomorrow. We'll get an idea of where he's at tomorrow. You know, I can't tell you for certain what his status will be for the game on Sunday. We'll have an idea tomorrow, and we'll be able to say something a little bit more towards what's happening there. That's exactly right.
Talk about what? Power play. They ask you when it's 1 for 4 days. Click tonight.
Well, we hit the net. Like, we've had chances like the one that Buff come down the wing. We've had chances like that before where they either get saved or hits a post or misses the net or a lot of different factors like that. That one happened to go in. That's a good area to shoot from, but we've seen those before, and they have had success. And the last one was just a good hard shot with some traffic, people in front of the net. But we've done that before, too. They just haven't found their way. That's why, for me, there was a matter of time before these things start seeing the back of the net. Eventually, they're going to go, you know. You just have to stay with it and not allow too much frustration to get into your... Your game. The other thing I thought that was real good was Pavlik's play has been superb. I mean, when you look at the way that he played and the balance that he has and the mental toughness that he has in the game at key times, like, he was real good in overtime. He was tested at some key times. He's been really solid for us. Like, he really gives us a chance. Like dancing at the red line there at the end? I'm not sure what that was, a jig or what is that? I'm not quite sure.
But when he's going like that and relaxed, is that, and having fun, does it help when you're down 2-1
when he's aggressive? Well, Buff's Buff. Like, I mean, that's what you're talking about, you know. He enjoys playing the game, and he's playing it with passion and he's engaged in our team and in the game. It's good because it brings levity to your team, you know. But you wouldn't want to have 20 guys, you know, doing that. There's a place for that. That's okay. Everybody understands that. But that's just the way it goes. It's good for your team. It's good now when you've got some confidence going, you know. Depends on how the mood is. And the mood goes by a lot of times by results, so. From a couple of whacks from. Yeah.
You know, comes out and scores that power play goal and just has a great game. You can't really tell from upstairs, but is he inspired by, you know, the guys get him in the game? Does he come with that kind
of killer instinct? No, he's been good. He's ready to go from the start. He enjoys the games. He enjoys them more than other parts of the game, such as practice. You know, he's one of those guys that likes the games, likes to play, and he just enjoys that. He plays the game with a lot of joy in his world. That's how he plays. That's how he is, and that's how he thinks. But he gets himself started. I think he recognizes that, you know, he as he goes, we go pretty good, and he's not the only guy like that. But he knows that there's some responsibility attached to the way that he plays and how we perform. And I think that he's taken on that responsibility this year, so that's been good. Because he's played really pretty consistent for us. He's hit a couple of bumps, but it's way more balanced for me. And I think the consistency is something that I've spoken to him about for some time, but we're starting to see some changes, which is really encouraging.
Is this the consistent play for the last 4 games?
Well, it's the whole thing. It's the working and the adjustments that you can make and the momentums and how you manage the game and how they manage each other. And it's just, you know, like, you just like to have, I wouldn't say order, you just like to have some semblance of continuity in the way that you play the game. Like, there's a certain way to play that helps you at the end of the night. You play the right way, and as simple as that sounds, there's a lot of things involved in that, but that's what I like that we're managing right now, is we're playing the right way. We're trying to get some stuff done. Yeah, we hit some bumps here and there, but for the most part, we're all pushing ahead, and we're managing the puck better. We're not turning a million pucks over all the time, and then another three or four, we're doing some things in the right fashion, which is helping us. I mean, we're in close games. These are shootout wins too, you know, like, but we'll take them. We've had enough the other way. Thanks, guys.
We're 11 o'clock here, warm morning, guys.